Sportsnet 650.
Yeah, good question. No, it was. I'm honored to get the question to be a part of the ceremony somehow. Obviously, I really admire both Daniel and Henrik and they're good friends of mine.
I imagine you've been asked a thousand questions about these guys, but you know they come and there you are, and it's the early part of the century in Vancouver. If you would have looked, you know, 17, 18 years ahead, did it surprise you at all, the career that both these guys have had?
No, not really. I think they had extreme potential. That's why they were drafted as high as they were, and that's why they broke records in Sweden and played at the highest level at a very young age. So the potential was there. The commitment they got for the sport and what they've done throughout their career is what it's really taken them to a different level, and that's tough to predict ahead of time. But it's been a tremendous career for them both. And like I said, we saw at the first training camp in Stockholm that they were special players. But then to be able to stay healthy as long as they have and play at this level for as long as they have too is that's because of what they've done.
Hey, Marcus, pleasure to talk to you as always. Thank you for doing this. You saw them, as Andrew mentioned, at such a young age. When you saw their skill set, but more importantly, their characteristics, what impressed you the most about the Sedins from when they broke into the league and began their careers with Vancouver?
I think it's the drive, the competitiveness, and they don't take a night off. And I've told this story many times, but we have a charity team back in Sweden that we've played in the summers, a few exhibition games every summer, and it's all high-end NHL players, but it's usually just we have banquets and stuff after games, so it ends up being late nights, and when the bus is leaving the next morning, Daniel and Henrik have already put a hard workout in where most of us just finished breakfast, so. And that says a lot about them, that sets them apart from the rest.
His number 19 hangs at Rogers Arena. Marcus Naslund, former Canucks captain, joining the program with Walker and Rintoul. Daniel, in the lead-up to the video playing on Saturday night, it was described by the PA announcer, Al Murdoch, that he saw you as one of his mentors. When you were trying to pass along some sort of advice and try to help both of the Sedins early in their career, what did you really try to get across to them, Marcus?
Well, I almost feel bad sometimes that I didn't give them enough attention, because I saw them as so mature at an early age that they obviously had each other, but also didn't ask for a lot of help. But I try to guide them through the first year ahead of time and kind of relay my experiences and the obstacles I found were the hardest when you move from a small town in Sweden to a bigger city in North America, not just the hockey part, but the rest. I know Matthias was a big factor in them feeling comfortable too. So it wasn't like I meant to them. They handled it a lot on their own.
Marcus, as you just mentioned, you are all from the same small town in Sweden. We get to see them here. What are they treated like? How much are they hailed when they do come back home?
Well, they're obviously legends, and them winning the World Championship in Sweden, I forgot the year now, but maybe 2012, maybe. They reached another level too, so they're admired, but they're also really, just like in Vancouver, well respected for the type of people they are.
I guess every situation is different, but Daniel and Henrik are conservatively, I guess, on the back nine of their career. This is the last year of their big contract here in Vancouver. They've said they don't want to play anywhere else. They've been okay, I guess. I mean, not to maybe the standards that we're used to seeing in the city. And Henrik has two goals. They were real good the other night. You stepped away at a younger age, of course. You were still a pretty productive player. But do you know what they're going through when you can kind of feel your own NHL mortality a little bit and how that changes your mindset?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And the biggest thing for me was leading up to the end, I wanted to leave the game on my terms and not feeling sad or bitter about the way the last few years ended up being. So there's definitely a fine line there where you want to enjoy the game every day and you want to feel like you're contributing. But also this is the way of life and same thing in sport, that you can't be at the same level when you get older. So I think they're probably extremely valuable to the organization, even though they're not playing the minutes they used to, and maybe not putting up the same amount of points. But the unique thing with this, I think, is the type of people they are. And you see a lot of, I'm sure you would see a lot of guys that are getting older and still have the egos, which neither Daniel or Henrik has.
Your name comes up a lot in Vancouver, obviously, but even more right now, because I've heard the phrase a lot. Boy, Brock Besser, the Canucks, he is the best release, the best wrist shot since Marcus Naslund in this city. Have you had a chance to watch him very much, Marcus?
I try to watch the highlights morning, but that's about it. I haven't watched a game from start to finish in a long time. But I'm very impressed with the start he's had, and like you said, he's got a great shot, and it's tough to defend when you have a shot like he does, and being a right-handed shot too. I think that adds another element.
When you see a guy using the wrist shot that prolifically and having the long, flowing golden locks, do you feel like you're watching yourself?
No, I scored 4 goals my rookie year, so that's a big difference.
Marcus Naslund, former Canucks captain, joining us from Sweden. It's the program with Walker and Rintoul. Speaking of Sweden, Canucks fans very excited about their most recent number one draft pick, Elias Pettersson. How much have you seen him, and what can you tell Canuck fans about what you've seen thus far?
I haven't seen anything this year, but I read the papers, and I know that he's leading the league in scoring, which is very impressive. But I saw him play a couple of games last year when he played against my home team, Modo, here, and he's a skilled, extremely skilled player, and I think he's got great potential, and so does Jonathan Dahlin. So I think the Canucks have two very interesting players coming up here. Obviously, it's still a long ways from being ready NHL players, but they definitely have great potential, both of them.
Marcus, in your experience, how well does the Swedish Hockey League translate to North America, or does it just depend on the individual player?
Yeah, I think it's about the individual player, I find. I know that to be a game guy in Sweden, you have to have something extra. But even if you do have that, it's still going to be a different game, and it's going to be, you will have to make adjustments and changes to your game to be successful in North America. But it's not an easy league to score in.
He is Marcus Naslund. One more for me before we let you go. And we just kind of went through the Hall of Fame rigors in the debate. And Paul Kariya is a guy that went in this year, Marcus. And your name is one of those names that does come up, I think, in debates, especially in this city. Do you ever think about it? You know, do you ever think, what if, or a year here, or a year there, or the numbers, or do I stack up? Is that something that's on your mind here and there?
No, not at all. I don't think that I played at a high level long enough, and didn't win a Stanley Cup, and didn't reach the plateaus that I think you need to be considered a Hall of Fame player. I'm happy with my career, but I don't look at myself in that category at all.
Will we see you back in Vancouver anytime soon, Marcus?
I'd love to come back. I've been really busy back home here. I got some projects going, and it's kept me occupied. So we talked about it as a family that we're due to make a trip overseas, and hopefully we get to visit Vancouver soon.
Do you still look at a career in the NHL in some sort of management capacity at some point?
No, I stepped away from being the general manager in Moto 3.5 years ago, and I don't miss it at all. I like the game, obviously, but I think there's more things out there too that are enjoyable, and I like to control my calendar too, which is the first time I really had a chance to enjoy that. So I'm not looking to get back into the game as of now, at least.
Well, it was great to hear your voice on at the game on Saturday, and again to visit with you today. We hope you're well. We thank you for making time, Marcus, and have a great week.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Sportsnet 650.